This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Helen Scales. And also in the news this week, scientists at Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta have discovered the genetic, ba-boom, root, here we go, of all teeth. They've been looking at a kind of fish called a cichlid, and they have teeth both in their mouth and also in the throat. And they've noticed that the development of both sets of teeth is controlled by the same sets of genes, the same genes also that control the patterns of the growth of hair and feathers in other animals. So they could shed some light on a number of evolutionary changes and questions that we're trying to answer. Well, Dr. Todd Streelman's one of the authors on this paper. It's in the Public Library of Science this week. Hello, Todd.
Hi there.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. So tell us a little bit about this discovery. How did you find this?
Well, we study a very unique group of fishes from Lake Malawi in East Africa. And what's so fascinating about them is that they express a tremendous diversity of all sorts of things like color patterns and brain function, and then, of course, also their teeth. So we were able to make use of this natural diversity to begin to ask the question about how they actually make teeth in two different places on their body. And once we found the answer to that, we put this information together with lots of information in the literature to try to understand how teeth were made a long, long time ago, and then also to try to understand the things in common between all teeth that we presently know about.
So what was the sort of genetic clue that tells you where the teeth had come from in the first place?
Well, this is one of the interesting things that many people don't know is the coevolutionary history of teeth and jaws. So teeth first evolved about half a billion years ago, and they evolved in organisms that did not have jaws, interestingly enough. So they evolved first in the pharynx, deep in the throat. And then, of course, they also evolved on the oral jaw, the jaw in the front of our face, when that jaw first appeared in vertebrate history. And so, as you mentioned, in the fishes we study, they have teeth both on the oral jaw, but they also have teeth back in this ancestral location for teeth. And so we used a technique called in situ hybridization, which is just a way to visualize where and when genes are active. And we studied a number of molecules that we had some inkling might be involved in dentitions. And so we identified two things. We identified this ancient set of genes. And that ancient set of genes is the set of genes that's on in the pharynx when teeth are made. And then secondly, we identified a core set of genes. And that core set represents the gene network that's active in all teeth, from the fishes we study to sharks to mice, and of course in your teeth as well.
I was going to say, when you study an early human embryo, you can see the same vestiges of the development of an early fish occurring in us. For instance, we get gills at certain stages of development too, don't we? We get these branchial arches, which some of them turn into things like our eardrums and our tonsils. In fish, of course, there would have been gills, but superimposed on that is this pattern of genes that gives us teeth.
That's right. And so there's a very old rule in evolutionary biology called ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. And so that just means that in a very coarse way, if you look at a contemporary organism, you look at its development, you can learn something about evolutionary vestiges by studying early phases of its development. That's one of the things we took advantage of. We also, of course, were able to identify some differences between this ancestral network active in these throat teeth and the core network that's active in the oral jaw teeth of most organisms. And we think those are probably some of the genes that tell us about some of the things that have changed as dentitions have evolved for half a billion years. So, for instance, in the fishes we study, they replace every single tooth about every 50 to 100 days. And so this is one of those things that we think, and other people have suggested also, links teeth to other structures like feathers and hairs that also have this capacity for regeneration. Of course, your teeth are replaced a single time, but other mammals, like the mouse, never replace their teeth. So these are aspects of dentitions that have been lost as teeth have evolved. And some of those interesting regenerative capacities are still present in both the pharyngeal and the oral teeth of the fish we study.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much. That was Todd Streelman, who is from Georgia Tech, and is explaining how they've found the genes that are the root of all teeth. And you never know, perhaps using those genes, we might be able to generate a new set of teeth for mine when they clap out. Thank you, Todd.
keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.